All right, everybody. Thank you so much for your patience. We had a little technical getting ourselves sorted since we're in chamber today. So thank you very much. I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the December 12th, 2023 American Rescue Plan Act Special Committee meeting, and it is 4:07 p.m. And Clerk Feaster, can I get you to call the roll, please?
Criswell.
Here.
Corcoran is absent. Levine.
Here.
Lopez.
Here.
Sperry.
Here.
President, one absent.
Thank you very much. All right. We are going to jump right into resolutions. If I could get a motion to discuss resolution 690.
Motion to discuss.
A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Great. Director Doyle, could I ask you to give us once over again of this project brief. We all know it, but what I really want to hear from you again is who we're serving with this project and how many communities you think might be served.
I can do that. I'm going to ask the controller to, who's been running a digital inclusion commission, and they've been doing an enormous amount of work. And to hand out the mapping that we've done, you requested a map and you requested a listing of the Wi-Fi site. Location of, sorry, thank you. This will show you the location of Wi-Fi sites within the county that are public Wi-Fi sites. And it gives you a sense of the areas of the county that don't have public Wi-Fi sites, and that would be what this resolution is proposing to do. Would be to essentially where those areas that do not have public Wi-Fi sites, to expand those sites and to include those sites, make sure that they do have public Wi-Fi sites. And some of those areas are what we call covered populations. Is that correct, Mark?
Yes.
Which means they're populations that have difficulty with respect to affording and providing for their own access to Wi-Fi. The other thing that this resolution is designed to do is provide Wi-Fi access during emergencies. So the main thing here is to make sure that when we look at these sites, that these sites are also serviced by generators and those types of things, so that during an emergency, Wi-Fi would be up and running, assuming that the pole locations were up and running to that particular site. The project of this nature has been successful in Dutchess County. I always tell myself that I'm smarter when I copy somebody else's work. Dutchess County has done this work. They've been fairly successful in it. It's a fairly modest budget with respect to this, and we're looking at doing this through a single contract with our dear friends at Community Foundations. And that would give us, if I understand this right, as a subrecipient, that would give us the indication that we have until 2026 to expend all the funds.
Great, thank you. Yes, Controller.
I'd just like to add a few things to say that, you know, I've heard at times people talk about expanding public Wi-Fi at fire departments, fire halls. The public safety community does not support that because it's a danger to have people gathered in the parking lot when there's an emergency. But we think that there are a number of municipal buildings, parks, as well as nonprofits in the areas of the mapped, you know, map of the county that you can see on the back of this list that don't currently have service. And the commission will be working to put together a set of draft specs and criteria for the planning department and the community foundation on this point. And then I want to mention, I can do it in new business, but I want to mention a couple of other broadband things that may come your way to the committee. I can be very brief about it, and I'll do it in new business that come from the commission.
Yeah. Thank you for that. And I did want to say, I went back and I looked at the ARPA funding guidelines, and broadband is squarely in the ARPA funding guidelines. And so it really does support use of ARPA funds for this project. So I wanted to open this up to the committee members to see if any of the committee members had questions on this resolution. Anybody else have questions on this? No? All right, seeing none, I'm going to call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolution passes. Thank you very much for your work on this. Look forward to seeing it come to fruition. Oh, I did want to also mention, I'm sorry, we did go through the process as we have done with every other ARPA project. We went through the scoring, and this actually scored quite high. So the goals and mission, it got a 73%. Equity distribution, it got an 84%. Community impact, got an 86%. Financial management, it got a 53%, and the total project score was 79%, which, as you remember, with the ARPA scoring, 79 is quite high on that, using that matrix that we've been using. So we scored it very high, and I'm glad we just passed it. So thank you very much. All righty, on to new business. Yes.
So, Chair Criswell, if I could just speak for a minute about some of the things that the Commission for Digital Inclusion has identified, and it's in their draft. They have a draft digital equity plan. It is available publicly. I can send you a copy. They've held two town halls so far, one in Rochester, one in Shandaken, and they're planning an online town hall in January, at the end of January. But I wanted to mention a couple of the things that are coming out of that plan that they may come back to your committee for in February. The first one is that they've identified some small gap areas throughout the county that have an anchor institution and more than five homes that could be closed for not that much money. And what they are, you know, interested in finding is county support that could be used to match other funds, such as town franchise fees or federal or state money. I'm going to give you an example. There's a road called Ford Moore Road in the town of Fort Worsing. It's near Berm Road. It has an Ulster County Cerebral Palsy group home and about 15 residences. Shockingly, that facility did not have internet during the pandemic. It's $199,000 to fix that problem. And perhaps there's a way that the county could spur the town of Fort Worsing to work together to close that. That's just one example. And then the second area, in addition to these small infrastructure issues, is digital education, digital literacy, and the county executive included in the aging committee budget some funds for digital literacy programming, and I think you'll see more meat on the bones with respect to those proposals. There also is a need for English as a new language training, so Spanish and catchy speaking digital literacy, that is not budgeted anywhere, so that might wind up in your lap. These are not expensive programs to run. And then finally, let me just say there is a capital program for the build out of infrastructure. What we haven't figured out is, and you may see a capital project, the county needs to own what it pays for, and building out charter spectrums infrastructure is probably not going to be allowed. So those are sort of all the things in the mix that could come up in 2024.
Thank you for that. Have you thought about any partnerships with the library for the digital literacy programs?
100% partnered there already.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. And then have you identified any other resources for broadband funds?
Yes, and particularly on the literacy side, there's already funding that looks like it'll be available soon. On the full build out, you know, we have an estimate of $10 million to build out the whole county, and we're still waiting to see how those federal funds coming through the state are going to be deployed. They are probably going to go directly to the vendors and not come through the county.
Thank you. Keep us updated as you learn
will
about
do.
That.
That's
great.
Just if I may, just briefly,
yes,
we also want to say that we do have two additional service providers in the county that are actually building fiber infrastructure as well. And Archtop is one of those, a company out of Sark that's building it. So if you see people out there actually stringing lines, that's infrastructure that's being supplied. That would be competition rather than unserved areas. But they do have both of those providers have interest in the unserved areas as well.
That's great. Thank you for letting us know that. All right. I want to move us on to, does anybody have any new business? Yes.
Okay, so quickly, first I just wanted to bring it to the committee's attention.
Is your microphone on?
Thank you.
Okay.
I wanted to bring it to the committee's attention. We will have a staffing change coming up in our division. We do also want to wish Molly Scott well. She's going on to new endeavors.
Oh, thank you, Molly.
Thank you for her service.
Give us a little speech, Molly.
I'm kidding.
The other bit is I am hopeful that we are very close to a vendor signed contract with the town of Gardner. I have been able to get confirmation on the 33% match and revised cost, which will affect the amount of sewer and water funding. So we're moving from, I believe, as long as everything gets signed, but we are, I sent the final contract out, we would be moving from $148,896 award to a $90,782 award. And that has to do with the project cost after going out of bid being substantially lower than projected.
Surprise, surprise.
It really is. But there will be, so just tentatively, I have remaining sewer and water funds of $416,561.
And could you give us an update on village salaries?
Yes, I haven't. So I was able to speak with the representative from the village of Saugerties. They sounded very eager to give an application. I have not received any documents, however.
I did see the letter from the mayor, the letter of intent from the mayor to you.
I have not seen that.
You were on that email. We'll make sure that you see that. There was a letter of intent that was put out. Was that a week and a half ago, Legislator Levine?
It was, about 5 days, I think, day to day last Thursday.
Okay. We'll make sure that you see that letter of intention from the village, and let's get that.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Great. I look forward to it. And generally, I may be out of date on this, but what I recall is that they are working with Engineer Larios to get estimate costs and some initial documents. Application, and I hope to receive full application January 1.
Great. Yeah, I had a conversation with them too, and said turn up the fire a little on this one. We want to make sure that this is done by the end of this year. So,
I have one more, which is there was a letter that came kind of as a general email from a deputy secretary from the U.S. Treasury. And it did have in bold print that new guidance would be coming out. I have not received it, but they just basically, it's a teaser that they are planning for new guidance to ARPA funds that would provide for broader flexibility to invest state and local fiscal recovery funds in increasing housing supply. That's all I know, but I look forward to it.
Okay, thank you. Nothing on extending any deadlines. I think that would helpful. Thank
you.
See. All right. Yes, Legislator Petit.
Thank you. I had heard through the grapevine, and lately that's always been incorrect, but that there was a phase two on the park ARPA grant funding, and perhaps there'll be a phase three.
It actually is phase three.
There's a phase three.
Yeah, phase two already happened.
So is there a email list that we can get on, or?
So I'll give you an update on that. So we have we are in the process. I'm working with legislators Hewitt and Stewart to craft the language in that RFP, and it's just an adaption of the language that already went out for parks. It's adding a few things to it. So we're in that process of doing it. I know that Laura Nordstrom has been in contact with supervisors to ask them if they actually are interested in a third round of parks, and she's gotten a positive response so far. So we'll be getting that information out. As soon as we have the completed language, we'll send that to legislators so that they can start sending that out to their municipalities and connecting.
And when we're no longer in office?
And when you're no longer in office, we'll still make sure we get it.
Okay.
Still make sure. Thank you very much. Do we have an ETA on that by any chance?
Sorry, don't.
Okay, I'll check on that, and I'll see. Again, I'd like to get that done before the end of the year, if we can. Any other new business? Yes. But I was going to call you Legislator Hepner, because that's what it says. Legislator Green.
I know that Michael Darden...
Take a microphone for Legislator
Green.
Thank you.
I'm believe Michael Darcy did a report on the REPCO CLP energy retrofit, but people have been asking, and there's been some concern, is that ARPA money being well spent? And we just got a report from CLP that was very thorough. It's still a draft, a preliminary report. They will be completing a detailed report, but it really does indicate workforce development, significant workforce development, and I believe that over the course of next year we'll see real benefits from energy retrofits for low-income housing. So I just want to kind of nip those concerns in the butt.
Thank you for that, and I just want to publicly thank you again for really pushing that project forward. Thank you.
Yeah, and I think it'll be setting us up for future funding, which will be significant. A few weeks ago, the National Climate Assessment was released, and that promised, I forget how many billions of dollars, for mitigation and also resilience. And the other issue, which I spoke with you briefly about, I was called by the supervisor of Rosendale because their sewer expenses are much greater than they expected, and they wanted to see if they would be eligible. And I believe you said sewer and water is exhausted.
At this time it's exhausted, but we're hearing that we're getting just a little bit of return. I think what's going to happen is as these projects get all contracted and sorted, we'll find out a little bit more whether there's any funds that are going to come back into that water and sewer pot. If there are, we'll definitely reach out to legislators to find out if there are projects in their districts that need funding like that.
Great. I just want to mention it and kind of get it in the queue. And also, there has been suggestion that if there are ARPA funds, and I believe there were at least a dozen projects ahead of the Climate Smart Schools, but I'll just keep it on the table.
Thank you.
And fill in the gaps. Okay, that's all.
I know that's going to come up next year for sure, so we'll be talking about that. Thank you very much, Legislative Green.
Yeah.
Any other new business? Sorry. All right, unfinished business. So I wanted to talk a little bit about ARPA committee. This is sort of end of year, so I thought I would just do a little bit of a wrap of kind of what we've been accomplishing in the past 2 years. So this is the 31st meeting of the ARPA committee. Can you believe it? 31st. As you remember, we doubled up a lot of meetings for several months. The American Rescue Plan Act Special Committee was established to direct and directed to review, analyze, and recommend the allocation of American Rescue Plan Act funds. And to date, we have 25 projects that have been approved, including the approval of the ARPA administrative team, which will account for less than 3% of the county's total ARPA awards. So I think we got a good deal on that. Thank you. $1,413,983 of premium pay was paid out to support workers performing essential work during the COVID-19 public health emergency. Say that. 38 small business awards and 50 not-for-profit awards were distributed. 13 brownfield assessments were contracted for completion. The county purchased and began renovating the Crisis Stabilization Center building, which the Department of Health will move into this month. It's a huge move for the county. Mental Health in Schools program has begun operation in 10 middle schools in Ulster County. Really important. The anticipated impact on solar infrastructure is estimated to be roughly $4 million. 16 total parks projects have been awarded funding for an anticipated impact on local parks infrastructure of $3 million and change. Funding was awarded to 12 towns and one village for various water and sewer projects for a total contribution to local water and sewer infrastructure of no less than $12.6 million. All that said, I feel like we should be very proud of what we've accomplished here in this committee. We took a long time to really think about where we were going to be spending the money and how we were going to be spending the money and who we were serving, mostly who we were serving. And I feel like we did a very thorough analysis of the projects with our scoring. Each project did not move forward until we scored it and until every committee member was satisfied with that the project was worthy of receiving these funds. So I want to thank the committee. I want to thank the ARPA team for all your work. I know that you put in a lot of long hours and it was kind of one of those like flying the plane and building it at the same time moments, you know. This is a sort of a once in a lifetime moment when our county has been given a large chunk of money like this and told to spend it with the guidelines that keep shifting and changing. So I think we were nimble. I think we were very well intentioned with this money, and I just want us to feel good about that. And I think we did a good job on this. And thank you very much for all your time and all your hard work on this. That said, I don't have anything else to say, so I will just take a motion to adjourn.
Sure.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you very much for your attention.